Well, we have a five-step program, and the first step is recruitment. And we advertise within the prison. There's a newspaper called Inside Times, and there's actually prison radio as well, and job shops. So we advertise, and they have to fulfil a certain criteria. So they must have 6 to 18 months left to serve, must be able to read and write, because sadly half the prison population has a reading age of 11 years old. They must have completed all other restorative courses as well, and ultimately be safe to work with the public. So the prison screen them, and then assuming they pass that stage, we then get to interview them. And what we're wanting to hear is that they're volunteering to be trained, and they want help and support and employment upon release. They've all volunteered, and we're a catering college. So when they come to us, not only are they training to work towards gaining their national vocational qualifications, City and Guilds Level 2 qualification in food service and also in professional cookery, but they're also, like you say, replicating life on the outside. They're working 8 hours a day in an environment that doesn't look or feel like prison, and they're gaining their soft skills, so confidence, motivation, pride, and also learning to work as part of a team. We facilitate the introduction to employers, normally within the catering industry, but not always. They are now in high street restaurants, five-star hotels, Michelin-star restaurants. Some have actually gone back to their own trades, which is fine. They may have gone back to a good trade in construction. Or we have one who's actually an actor at the moment, appearing in Macbeth with the National Theatre. We have another one that's joined the Navy. And we will support them through that. But even if they don't go into catering, the time they've spent with us, we like to think that we've helped them improve their social skills, but also maybe cooking skills as well, and help unite the family and repair society.